Offer valid August 18th through August 31st. Excludes certain models. In-store installation fees apply. See store for full details.
Follow the Lumberjacks anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythinglumberjacks.com.
We are Buckhorns!
Tom King back here at Beale Stadium. We're at halftime, and the Lumberjacks trailing Marshfield by a score of 20-0. Let's take a look at some of the statistics from the first half. Lumberjack offense not able to do much of anything on the ground, just 21 yards rushing overall, with Brennan Becker leading the way with 13. Also, it was Isaac Stein picking up 8 yards on 4 carries, and Kyle Daniel, no yards net on 4 carries. So 21 rushing yards for East in the first half, 87 passing yards. Daniel was 10 out of 17 for those 87 yards. 3 catches for Tim Nass before he went out with that injury for 18 yards. 1 catch by Sam Romanski for 17. Patrick Reif had a couple of catches for 36. Brennan Becker, 3 catches for 14. And Isaac Stein, 1 catch for 3. The Lumberjacks forced 2 turnovers, a fumble that I think it was Isaac Stein who recovered the fumble, and then Andy Cravens, an interception on a tipped ball. The East offense did turn the ball over once themselves. Mitch Zillman had an interception in the second quarter. Marshfield did most of their damage on through the air, but they did pick up some yardage on the ground as well. 152 passes for Marshfield in the first half. Derek Coffrin was outstanding in that first half of football as he finished 13 out of 16 through the air. He missed 3 of his first 4 throws, and then after that, didn't miss again. And 152 yards passing. Tanner Boson with 8 catches in the first half for 85 yards, including a 25-yard touchdown pass. Keegan Fassler, only 1 catch, but that went 30 yards for a score. And Zach McManus, the tight end, had a couple of catches, including 1 for 9 yards and a touchdown. Marshfield took the lead. 4:42 remaining in the first quarter on that 30-yard touchdown pass from Coffrin to Fassler. And then later on in the first quarter, they almost did it. It was almost the exact same play, only this time it was Boson catching the touchdown pass in the right corner of the end zone from 25 yards out, and it was 14-0. Marshfield scored again in the second quarter with about 5:39 remaining. Coffrin, a short pass back against the grain to the tight end McManus. The extra point hit the upright and missed, and that's where we stand now with the score 20-0. Lumberjacks with a couple of injuries in the first half. The biggest one to Tim Nass. We'll see if he comes back. And I see him out. No, let's see. Do I see him out there? Well, I don't see him on the sideline with his shoulder pads off, so we'll see if he's out there and whether or not he will be back in the lineup. East will get the football to start the second half, trailing by, as we said, that score of 20-0. As long as we have a few minutes, I want to let you know about some new shows that are going to be coming up here on Fox Sports Radio starting this week. Bill Michaels' Huddle, which is going to run every week from September 5th through January 30th, as Bill Michaels will talk about Packer football and all kinds of other topics, I imagine. And that is going to run Fridays from 2 until 4 in the afternoon. And then a show called Inside Badger Nation, which is going to run from September 5th through November 28th. And that will run from 4 to 5 p.m. on Fridays. And then the Gary Anderson Show, Saturday mornings, getting you set for Badger football most Saturdays. That will run from 8 until 9 in the morning, all right here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. And programming notes today, of course, after we are done here, you'll hear the second half from yesterday's D.C. Everest-Wisconsin Rapids game. They're finishing up their game today. It was postponed at halftime because of the bad weather last night. Chris Conley will have the call from Wisconsin Rapids of the second half of that one. And then tonight, Brewer baseball here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. The Brewer game being moved to us because of Badger football tonight on our sister station, WSAU. Wisconsin kicking off the season with their big matchup with LSU, and that's going to be happening down in Houston, Texas. WSAU will have the game, Badger game day beginning at 6, and the kickoff set for 8 o'clock tonight. And a reminder once again, everythinglumberjacks.com. Share your game day photos with other Lumberjack fans. Use the hashtag WASAEAST and see them online at everythinglumberjacks.com. It's presented by InterCity State Bank. You can also hear podcasts of all the games, interviews with the coaches, blogs about the Lumberjacks, and all kinds of other stuff. So check it out, if you will, and participate. Everythinglumberjacks.com. All right, we're just about set for the second half kickoff. East will get the football to start the second half, as we said. And they'll see if they can make some adjustments at halftime, especially on the defensive side of the ball, to slow down the spread no-huddle offense of this Marshfield Tiger team, which has been very effective for big stretches of the game so far. Both teams getting final instructions from their respective special teams coaches. Still looking to see if I can find Tim Nass over there. I do believe I see him with his helmet on, so he may be good to go here for this second half, which would be good to see. He took an absolutely vicious shot across the middle on an overthrown ball. The Lumberjacks will send Brennan Becker and Tyquan Hodges back deep. Marshfield has kept the ball away from Hodges, who is probably the fastest guy on the field. Becker's returned most of the kickoffs. And a reminder that our Great Honor Flight sponsors are donating money, a dollar for every yard of kickoff return yardage this season. And here's the boot. Let's see what they can get here. Hodges will take it at about the 12. Across the 20, dropped down at about the 26. Return of about 8 or 9 yards on that carry, so that means $8 or $9 to the Honor Flight Fund from our great sponsors. The Lumberjacks will have the football first and 10 on their own 26-yard line. And Tim Nass is on the field and will play here to start the second half. That's good to see. Kyle Daniel will huddle up the Lumberjacks. See if the Lumberjacks can come up with something here to move the football down and get some points on the board. They trail it here 20 to nothing. Nass will split out wide right. Reif goes out wide left. Eye backfield behind Daniel. And now it's hard count, and they draw Marshfield offside again, I believe. And that will give the Lumberjacks 5 free yards. Now they're gonna say it's against East. One official said it was against Marshfield. He's overruled by the other official, so it's gonna be an illegal procedure penalty against the Lumberjacks. First and 15. As they mark the ball back at the 20-yard line. Nass will split wide left, Reif to the near side, wide right. Eye backfield behind Daniel again. They're going to try the inside handoff. That's going nowhere. Handoff to Levi Trinan, who's in the game for the first time. Junior tailback was the up man there in the eye and took the handoff and got knocked down. Call it no gain. And it will be second down and 15. Marshfield's defensive line has controlled the line of scrimmage so far. East's running game has been non-existent. Two receivers wide left. Offset eye behind Daniel this time. Marshfield showing blitz again. They're going to try a deep pitch to Becker this time. And he's going nowhere. Once again, thrown for a loss. Getting in there to make the stop for Marshfield was Craig Lyon, a linebacker. They're going to mark him down back at about the 16-yard line. Call it a loss of 4 on the play, and that'll bring up third down and forever here. Third down and about 19. Third and 19 for the Lumberjacks. Daniel will operate out of the gun. Four receivers in the formation this time. Now he's going to be flushed, and he is going to be dropped. Rush up the middle got him that time. Led by Nick Humphrey, and East will be forced to punt from the shadow of their own end zone. So not a good possession to start the second half for the Lumberjacks here. They go backwards. And that'll bring up a punting situation. Gabe McGinnity will punt from his own end zone. Snap is good. And the kick's away. It's a good one. And it is going to be fielded. Was that touched? The ball is loose and going to be covered by the Lumberjacks at about the 45-yard line. Did one of the Marshfield players touch it? Apparently not. East says they have the football, but apparently the Marshfield Tiger return man was able to avoid touching that ball as it bounced near the 47-yard line. Marshfield will have it. First and 10 from their own 45. That's a great punt by Gabe McGinnity right there out of his own end zone. So it will be Marshfield football, first and 10 from their own 45. Let's see if the East defense came up with any adjustments at halftime to slow down this high-powered Marshfield offense. Tigers will send three receivers, trips wide right. They also have a receiver wide to the left as Coffrin will go out of the gun. Lumberjacks only have single coverage over on that right side. They try the pick play again. This time East plays it well. Romanski over there to fight through his block and make the hit. Becker got over there as well, and Hodges helped out. And call it no gain on the completed pass. They throw to the back man in the trips receiver formation, but Romanski was able to fight through his block and make the play. Nick Hoheisel gets dropped for no gain. Second down and 10 for the Tigers. Coffrin goes out of the gun again. They try the handoff this time and bounce it outside with running room across midfield into East territory at about the 48-yard line. There was a nice hole right there. Isaac Klein on the carry picked up about 7. Call it. Third down and about 3. They give it to Klein again, and he is going to get the first down. Second effort, spinning out of the tackle. Got across the 45, down inside to about the 44-yard line. And it'll be a first down for the Tigers. Gain of 4 for Isaac Klein. Klein is a 5'9", 178-pound senior. Getting some work in the backfield here this drive. First and 10, Marshfield from the East 44. Coffrin. Back to pass. They want to go deep. They've got a man, and that's going to be incomplete. Hodges got there a little bit late. It went off the hands of the intended receiver, Nick Hoheisel. Looked like Hodges might have a chance to make a pick there after the ball was tipped, but it falls incomplete, and it'll be second down and 10. They had the play they wanted. Hodges was a step late getting over there. Hoheisel just dropped it. Second down and 10 for the Tigers. Coffrin out of the gun, four receivers in the formation, flag flies, they want to go deep again, and it's going to be incomplete, overthrown. The intended receiver was Keegan Fassler. Hodges was right with him that time. It's going to be an illegal procedure call against Marshfield. Now, what does East do? Do they take it, or do they decline it and set up a third down and long? They're going to decline that penalty, I think, and it'll be down and 10 for the Tigers. It's an illegal formation procedure, legal formation penalty against Marshfield. So it will be third down and 10 as Marshfield tried to throw a couple of long passes and misfired. Let's see what they do here. And now some confusion for the Tigers as they line up for this play. Coffrin out of the gun again. Back to pass. Here comes the blitz. Throws it across the middle. It's caught, but it's going to be well short of the first down. As Becker's there to make that, Cravens is there to make the tackle on the receiver, the tight end McManus. He caught it, pickup of about 4. It's going to be fourth down and 6. Marshfield's going to go for it here. Fourth down and 6 for the Tigers. They're trying to draw him offside. East does not jump, and now they're going to probably let the clock run out, or are they going to run a play here? Signaling in another play from the sideline. They want to throw it. Now they throw it out in the flat. They've got a man, and it's going to be a first down for Marshfield. A little pass out in the flat, caught by Klein. He busted through one tackle and then made it to first down yardage. Inside the 35 to about the 32. Call it a pickup of 7 on the pass and catch to Klein. First and 10, Marshfield from the East 32. Now we've got a helmet situation once again. The snap of a helmet will not snap for the Lumberjacks. The officials trying to get that snap now. Now they get it taken care of, and we'll get back to action. Marshfield wants to get to the line and go as quickly as they can. They've got the trips receiver formation to the right again. And this time it's going to be an inside handoff. Klein is wrapped up and dropped. Making the stop that time for East was Corey Cornea. He's having a good game. Pickup of about 4 on the carry for Klein, and it'll be second down and a long 6, maybe 7. Trips receiver wide right again, and now we get a whistle. And another helmet situation for the Lumberjacks. You almost start to think now that maybe they're just trying to slow down the Marshfield offense by unsnapping their helmets. It's happened a lot here this afternoon. Second down, a long 6. And Crawford wants to go deep again, and it's going to be overthrown out of bounds. The receiver had already gone out of bounds, so he was ineligible to catch it anyway. And it'll be third down and a long 6, maybe 7. Penalty flag on the play. It's going to be an ineligible man downfield call against Marshfield. And they will take that penalty. And it'll be marked back to about the 34-yard line. Third down or second down? They've got second down on the pole. Thought the official said third. Is that a loss of down? I don't think so. Second down and 11. Coffer wants to throw. They get it out in the flat to Klein. Romanski does a great job of breaking off his rush and getting over there to make the tackle. Sam Romanski showed his speed right there as he turned away from the rush and made the tackle for a loss of about 5 on that pass play. Now it's third down and very long. Third down and about 16. Coffrin back to pass. Romanski's blitzing. They pick that up. Now he throws. He's got a man well over the intended receiver again. He was trying to get McManus, and that was well over his head. That'll bring up fourth down and long now. Probably a punting situation here for Marshfield. Let's see what they decide to do. 6:28 to play here, third quarter. Marshfield still leading 20 to nothing. But it looks like the East defense is going to get off the field here. Fourth down, and they will set up to punt. McManus will punt from his own 49-yard line. Nass back to return the punt at the goal line. See if East sets up a, try to set up a block punt here if they can't. Snap is good. Here they come, and it's going to be a nice punt by McManus. He got that away. Nass takes a fair catch inside the 5-yard line. That's a mistake right there. Never want to do that. Let the ball bounce and go into the end zone. Nass calls a fair catch and catches it inside the 5 at the 3. So East is backed up inside their own 5-yard line. McManus did a good job to get that punt away against pressure, and it was a good one. So first and 10 Lumberjacks from their own, well, they've got it about on the 3 or 4 yard line. That was just a little brain freeze right there for Tim Nass to call a fair catch and then catch the ball. He can call a fair catch and let it bounce, let it go into the end zone. So Daniel will operate inside his own 5. Marshfield smelling blood. They're showing blitz. They're going to hand it off. And this is Becker getting out across the 5 to about the 6. Picked up a couple. Call it second down and 8. Clock moving down to 6 minutes to play here in the third quarter. The bees are out here at Beale Stadium today because of the heat, humidity, and all the rain we had. Second down and eight. Marshfield showing blitz again. Here they come. Daniel rolls out. Looking. Now he throws it over the top out of bounds. There were receivers there, but he threw that one away, and it's third down now and eight. He'd like to get Gabe McGinnity some room to punt here if he can get it out a little farther. Better yet, pick up a first down. Daniel had a long way to go to get that play call, and now he goes back to the huddle. They're going to have to hurry. Lumberjacks come to the line. Nass and Reif split out wide right. Daniel under center. Here come the Tigers again. Blitz is on. They pick it up. Daniel in the end zone, falls down, and it's going to be a safety. He tried to cut away from the pressure and lost his footing and went down in the end zone. It'll be a safety. Putting the pressure on for Marshfield once again was Craig Lyon as he came in on a blitz. And so it'll be an extra 2 points now for Marshfield, 22 to nothing, and they'll get the ball back. Well, you knew when you're down inside your own five-yard line, nothing good usually happens. So it will be Marshfield getting the football back here. Lumberjack football brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the experts, sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. We were supposed to take a break there, but we'll keep it right here and take a break here in a moment. .35 to play, third quarter, 22-0. Marshfield with the lead. And now they will get the ball back. McGinnity's going to have to punt it from his own 20-yard line. So you figure the Tigers will get good field position here again. So McGinnity will see if they try maybe pooching it here. Now it's a good line drive, but it's going to be returnable. And it's grabbed, and here comes Marshfield across the 40, the 45, down the far sideline, and going out of bounds on that far side is Cameron Swanson. He's got some speed in the return game. Marshfield's going to have great field position in East Territory. See where they mark it out of bounds. It's going to be at the 40-yard line of the Lumberjacks. Actually, they say he stepped out at the 43, so that's where Marshfield will keep, will start, first and 10. On the Lumberjack 43-yard line. Klein back in there at running back for Marshfield. Don't know if there's anything wrong with Griswold. He did most of the rushing in the first half of play. Coffrin out of the gun, rolls out. He wants to throw. He's got a man. They want to go deep, and it's going to be picked up or caught. By Tyquan Hodges. He won the leaping contest and took it away from Tanner Bozen, and it will be Lumberjack football, and that was the athletic play we've been waiting for from Tyquan Hodges. He closed on Bozen. They both went up, both had their hands on the ball, and when they came down, Hodges had it at the 11-yard line. So Marshfield tries to go the distance with that pass, and Hodges makes the play and picks it off. Third turnover of the game forced by the Lumberjacks. See if they can do something with it now. 5:22 to play, third quarter, and they have the football back at their own 11. Daniel brings the Lumberjacks to the line. Receivers left and right, eye backfield. They're going to hand it off, and this is Becker picking his way and dragging tacklers out near the 15. Call it a pickup of maybe two on the carry. But once again, not much room to run for the Lumberjack running backs. Marshfield's got the big guy in there again at the nose. Chris Collins, 6'4", 325. Lumberjack center, Hunter Herr's got to look up and say, wow. Daniel, they try to hand off again this time, and now a flag flies in. It's going to be a legal procedure against the Lumberjacks. That'll move them back five. So instead of second down and about 7 or 8, it's going to be second down and about 12 for the Lumberjacks. They move the ball back to near the yard line, maybe the 9. Call it the 10, second down and about 12. Still to come, the second half of DC Everest, Wisconsin Rapids. We'll have that for you when we're done here. Daniel's going to hand it off again, and once again, Becker dives into the pile, gets knocked down for very little gain, if anything. Now it's going to be third down and long again. Third down, maybe 11. Now that, yeah, they gave him a yard, call it a yard, and call it third down and 11. Lumberjacks huddling up. Daniel under center. And he's going to roll out. Wants to throw. He throws. He throws deep. He's got a man, but overthrows Rife, who had a step on the defender near the 30-yard line, near the sideline, but the pass was out of bounds, and it'll be another punting situation for the Lumberjacks from deep in their own territory. So they get the turnover, can't really do anything with it. And Marshfield will get the ball back. Gabe McGinnity standing in his own end zone. Snap is low. McGinnity grabs it, and he's able to get the kick away. A long end-over-end kick. Swanson takes it. He called a fair catch. And Marshfield will have the football once again in East territory at about the 44-yard line. So McGinnity not bad from there to get it out of there with the low snap and able to get it out. And once again, Marshfield will have it in good field position at the East 44. So Coffrin brings the Tigers back to the line again. And now we get a whistle and might be a false start against Marshfield. Yep, movement against the Tigers. That'll move them back 5. Marshfield facing the road games after today. They start their part of the conference season on the road at Fond du Lac. Fond du Lac getting a nice win over Apple North last week. Marshfield will play at Fond du Lac and at Neenah the next 2 weeks before returning here to Beale Stadium against Oshkosh West. The Lumberjacks hit the road for Kimberly next week. Not going to get any easier, that's for sure. Coffrin out of the gun. Delayed handoff. And trying to get the corner, and they will. Cutting it back and then down the sidelines and going out of bounds. They're going to say he stepped out of bounds at about the 30 or 24-yard line. Nice run right there for Marshfield by Nick Hoheisel, as he had some running room and then danced down the sideline and picked up 16 on the carry. That's the longest run of the day for either team. Coffrin rolls out, wants to throw, being pressured. Now he throws, he's got a man. That's Hoheisel again, and he cuts it back before he's dropped inside the 20-yard line near a first down again for Marshfield. And it is a first down, about 10 yards on the pass and catch for Hoheisel. And Marshfield moving the football. First and 10 from the East 18-yard line. Lumberjack defense, I would imagine, has to be getting a little winded now. They've been out there a long time. Low snap. Grabbed. Now a handoff inside. And there's running room for Klein. Breaking tackles. Hodges will bring him down inside the 5. Isaac Klein will pick up another first down. Pickup of about 13 on the carry for Klein. And it's first and goal for Marshfield from the East 5. Coffrin out of the gun. This time hands it off to Klein again. He is wrapped up and dropped. Maybe got a yard. Romanski in there. Also in on the stop for the Lumberjacks was Ethan Crispell. Second down and goal for the Tigers. Now we get a stoppage of play. Now they'll start the clock again. Coffrin out of the shotgun again. Throws it out in the flat. This is Boson, and he's tackled. Good defensive play right there for the Lumberjacks by Xavier Warren. He overplayed that time, got around his potential blocker, and dropped Boson for a loss back near the 9. Call it a loss of 5 on the play. Boson's first catch of the second half. He had 8 catches in the first half of football. Third down and goal, this time from the 9-yard line. Coffrin wants to throw, rolls out. Now he throws it down the middle. It's up in the air, and it's going to be caught in the end zone. A tip ball caught for a touchdown by the Tigers. Everybody had a shot at that one, but coming down with it for Marshfield was Keegan Fassler. It'll go down in the books as a 9-yard touchdown pass from Coffrin to Fassler. But that ball was tipped at the goal line, way up in the air, and everybody had a shot at that one, and it was Fassler who came down with it for the score. The fourth touchdown pass for Derek Coffrin, second of the day for Fassler. McManus will attempt the extra point. Kick is up, and the kick is good. 28-0. Make that 20-0 Marshfield. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to East Football, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
This is WRIG Schofield Wausau and translator station W230BU 93.9 FM Wausau.
We are Fox Sports.
Tom King back here at Beale Stadium, a minute 58 to play third quarter. Lumberjacks will get the football back after the touchdown from Coffrin to Fassler, 29-0. And here's the kick. It's a line drive kick. Becker's going to take that one at about the 12, across the 15, the 20. 25 up the middle, breaking a tackle out across the 30 and powering his way to about the 35-yard line. Good return by Brennan Becker right there. Return of about 20 yards. And now a flag flies in after the play. See what that's going to be about. And it's going to be against the Lumberjacks. One of them took their helmet off. Is that what it is? They're going to march off a 15-yard penalty against the Lumberjacks, marking them all the way back to the 20-yard line. See what that penalty call is. Going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against the Lumberjacks. First down east from their own 20-yard line. Minute 50 to play here, third quarter. And the Lumberjacks will send Nass out wide right, Reif wide left. Daniel under center. Bobbled a snap, was able to get the handoff, and this is Stein breaking tackles out across the 35 to the 36. Actually, Levi Trinan on the carry. Trinan got that ball and just broke tackles out across the 35. Pickup of about 17 on the carry for Levi Trinan. Best run of the day for the Lumberjacks, and it's a first down east at the 37-yard line. Hand off inside. This is Trinan again. He gets stood up and dropped back, knocked backwards. And he's going to be slow to get up. He took a helmet-to-helmet hit there, and he's not getting up. Face down on the grass, holding his neck or his head. He got leveled right at the point of attack. And Tom Turtelon having a few words for the official as he trots out to check his injured player. We had the play earlier in the first half where Tim Nass got leveled. And that was blatant, but this one was just a play. I mean, Trinan took the inside handoff, and the Marshfield defender was right there to meet him in the hole. I didn't see anything dirty about that play at all. That was just a good lick. And Trinan is face down on the turf. Now they're going to roll him over and check him out. Minute 16 to play here, second, or make that third quarter. Marshfield in control. They lead at 29 to nothing here. We mentioned the Lumberjacks on the road next week at Kimberly. Trinan is up. He'll walk off the field under his own power, although a bit shaky. I doubt that we will see him again today. East will return home to Tom Field on September 12th against Appledon West. So the Lumberjacks have it second down and 10 here from their own 37-yard line. And Tim Nass will go wide left. Patrick Reif to the near side. Strong side right. They try the inside handoff, and this is Becker. He dances away and gets positive yardage across the 40 to about the 42. Pickup of maybe 6 on the carry for Becker. That time he was able to cut to his left and avoid the initial contact and picked up positive yardage. Third down and a long 4 for the Lumberjacks here. Daniel under center, eye backfield behind him. I think McGinnity is the deep man in the eye here. Becker the up man. They're going to play action. Daniel's going to run the option this time. Pitch to McGinnity. He cuts it back, and he'll get the first down. Gabe McGinnity takes the out pitch from Daniel. It's the first time we've seen that today. And they pick up a first down with it out across the 45 to about the 49. Call it a pickup of 6 on the carry. And it'll be first and 10 Jacks from their own 49-yard line. So a little bit of option for East here on that one. A late pitch from Daniel to McGinnity. Now we get a timeout called on the field. We'll keep it right here and remind you once again that East football is brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Also by the Bone and Joint Center, comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill, or visit them online at bonejoint.net. Brewer baseball tonight right here. The Brewers taking on the San Francisco Giants. Milwaukee got hammered last night. They'll try to regroup tonight. Mike Fiers on the mound. He's pitched well lately. And you can catch all of the action right here. Pre-game show at 7:30. That's because Badger football makes its debut for the season tonight on our sister station, WSAU. The Badgers taking on LSU down in Houston, Texas. Badger game day begins at 6, and the kickoff set for 8 o'clock tonight. So it's first and 10. Actually, it wasn't a timeout. It was the end of the quarter, so we missed a break there. We'll catch up with that break during our next stoppage of play. Heads up to the studio there. We are set to begin the fourth quarter. And the Lumberjacks have the football, first and 10, on their own 49-yard line. Daniel under center. Offset eye behind him, two receivers wide right. He wants to throw, rolling out right. He's got time. Now he steps up. He's going to try to run with the football. And he lost his footing and went down. It's going to be a loss as he tried to cut back, trying to do too much there. Loss of about 4 on the play. Good coverage downfield again by the Marshfield secondary. And it's going to be second down at about 14 now for the Lumberjacks back in their own territory at the 46. Daniel's going to try to keep plays alive with his feet. That time, though, when he pulled the ball down, he tried to backpedal a little bit and lost his footing again. Could be the field probably drying a bit now, but still a lot of rain yesterday. It was pretty wet and chewed up at the beginning of this game. Daniel back to pass again, rolling right, looking. Now he throws. He's got a man that's caught by Becker close to the original line of scrimmage. Yeah, they're going to mark him short of that, so it's going to be third down and long, third down and 11, maybe a pickup of three on the pass and catch by Becker. First pass completion of the second half for Kyle Daniel. East has not had the football very much here in the second half. Daniel under center, back to pass again. Now he rolls out, avoids the pressure again. Now he's going to pull it down and run with the football. Makes a nice move to get free, and then he's knocked down for a loss. Strung that out too far, and Marshfield was able to make the play. Kyle Krizan, a junior defensive end, was able to make the stop on Daniel. He's dropped for a loss, and it will be a punting situation for the Lumberjacks. Gabe McGinnity will stand at his own 30-yard line to punt this one away. Romanski, the long snap is good this time. McGinnity gets it away. And a good punt again, driving Swanson back. Now he makes the first man miss. Another tackle, and then brings it out across the 30 to the 31. He's been a weapon tonight, or today, no question about it. Cameron Swanson, the senior return man, caught that at about the 16-yard line, brought it back out to the 32. 33 is where they'll mark it. First and 10 for Marshfield from there. Coughran still in at quarterback. They lead it 29 to nothing, and he'll bring the Tigers back out. Adam Fravert, a 6'6", 174-pound junior, is in at wide receiver now. Klein is the running back, back with Coughran. And they're going to try the inside handoff. Now Klein bounces it outside and gets free. And for first down yardage out across the 45 to the 46. Good run by Klein, showing some burst right there. And that picked up about 20 yards on the carry. Now about 16, call it. First and 10, Marshfield from their own 46. Bosun goes in motion. They fake the jet sweep, handed off inside. Klein again, and he's knocked down near midfield. Making the initial hit for the Lumberjacks was actually the tackle made by Desmond Cooper, senior linebacker, getting some playing time here. Reserve linebacker. Here's a handoff again. Oh, another good tackle. Falling forward, but going to be short of the first down. And again, pickup of maybe a yard. Third down and about four. Now we get a whistle, and once again, Becker, or make that Cravens, is shaking his head a little bit. He might have taken a little shot there, but he's going to be okay, I guess. Coughran out of the gun. He throws it. It's going to be nearly intercepted, the pass behind the intended man. He was trying to get that to Hoheisel, but it's incomplete. Fourth down now and a long four. And Marshfield's going to go for it here. Just across midfield, fourth down and four. And they're going to hand it off. This is Klein straight up the middle. First down yardage, powering ahead. Inside the 45 to the 44. And that'll be enough for a first down. No, they say no. It's not enough for a first down. Oh, boy, that's a bad mark right there. I thought for sure he had that. They called him down, though, at about the 45-yard line, and East will take over on downs. Wow. It looked like Klein clearly had that first down, but they say his knee was down at about the 45-yard line, and that's where East will take over on downs. So it will be first and 10 Lumberjacks at the 45-yard line. Daniel inside handoff. This is Becker breaking tackles into the secondary. First down yardage into Marshfield territory across the 45 to the 43. Pickup of about 12 on the carry for Brennan Becker. Nine minutes to play here in the game. Marshfield in control, 29-0. Lumberjacks would love to break the shutout, though. You know that. Wide receivers left and right. Daniel, eye backfield. Inside handoff again, this time going nowhere. Maybe a yard as Becker gets knocked down. Call it second down and nine. Marshfield's got some big dudes they're rotating in now. Zachary Parsons, 6'5", 279 pounds, playing up on the line, as well as Chris Collins. We talked about him earlier, 6'4", 325. There's some beef up there on the defensive line right now for the Tigers. Daniel, back to pass, straight drop, quick throw. He's got his man. That's caught by Reif, and he's going to be tackled near the 40-yard line. Not much there. Completed pass for a pickup of only a couple. Third down and about six, maybe seven. Long six. Ball marked at the Marshfield 40-yard line. You would think four down territory for the Lumberjacks here. Long snap count. Daniel back to throw. Here comes the rush. They throw it on the flat. They've got a man. That's Becker, but he's immediately dropped. Well short of the first down. Pickup of only about a yard on that pass and catch. So not much yardage in these passes for the Lumberjacks here, and they're going to punt, or at least line up to punt here, facing a fourth down and six. Not quite sure why you don't go for it here. At this point, what do you have to lose? Marshfield late getting a punt return man. Swanson was late getting on the field. A snap to McGinnity. He is going to punt it. He's going to aim it away from Swanson, and it's going to go out of bounds inside the 10-yard line. Directional punt by McGinnity goes out of bounds. Let's see where they mark it. Going to mark it inside the 10 at about the 8. And Marshfield will get the football back here. And it looks like we're going to see a new quarterback and some new players for the Tigers. Looks like Tyson Slade will come in at quarterback, 6'1", 150-pound junior. They've got the trips receivers wide right. So conference day is done, and he had a good one. Here's a handoff. Positive yardage out across the 10, near the 15. On the carry for Marshfield that time was Trevor Hyman, 6 foot 161-pound senior. Pickup of five on the carry, second down and five now. They spread the field now. Trips wide right. One receiver to the left. Inside handoff again. Not much there that time. On the stop for the Lumberjacks, Ben Hamilton. Hamilton, a senior. Senior getting some work. Lumberjacks have some subs in the game. McGinnity playing some defensive back. Adam Schmidt in the game. He's a junior playing a linebacker spot. Zach Henke, a junior linebacker in the game as well. Now Marshfield's going to have to call a timeout. Some confusion in their backfield. So a timeout call by the Tigers. And we'll take one as well. 5:39 to play here in this one. And we'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Football, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjacks Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
It's a website just for East fans. EverythingLumberjacks.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
And we're back here at Beale Stadium, 5:39 to play in this one. Marshfield with a third down and a long two. Slade out of the shotgun. Once again, some confusion with the new quarterback out there. Long time to get this play off. They finally do. He wants to throw. He's got a man out in the flat, and the pass is short. Both the receiver and the defender fell down, and the pass was short anyway. And it's fourth down, and Marshfield will punt it away. So East should get decent field position here. Nass will go out there to return the punt. See if East will come after this one. They've got a block punt scheme set up, and they've got the speed to execute it. They're sending him from the right side this time. Here's the snap. They're going to drop back, though, and set up a return. Here's the kick. It's going to bounce at about the 40, take a Marshfield bounce into East territory, and going to roll dead at about the 43-yard line. Good punt and a good Marshfield roll that time, and East will have first and 10 on their own 43. So the Lumberjacks, Kyle Daniels still at quarterback here, getting some great experience here in the fourth quarter of a game. Even though they're down big, there are still things you can learn and run the plays. Try to maximize your time on the field and get better every week. They've certainly improved on the deficit with Marshfield from last year. Out of the gun. Daniel wants to throw. He's got time. He looks, and he's going to overthrow his intended man. He had Lacey open near the 45-yard line and just overshot it. Second down and 10. Lumberjack football brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home. They're here to help celebrate, honor, and pay tribute to your loved one, a proud sponsor of East Sports. Still to come today, the second half of the Everest Rapids game. Chris Conley will have the call of that when we are done here. Three receivers wide right this time. Nass is wide left for the Lumberjacks. Out of the gun, Daniel wants to throw. He's got time, and it's incomplete through the hands of Becker. It would have been another short reception again if he caught it. But it went through his hands, incomplete, and it's third down and 10 now. Marshfield with some defensive reserves on the field. Lumberjacks with some reserves in as well. Joe Arts is in at one of the offensive line spots. Four receivers in the formation again for East. Daniel wants to throw. He's got time. Looking. Now throws. He's got a man. That's Lacey. Catches it near the 40. The 35. The 30. Lacey inside the 20. And he'll be knocked out of bounds inside the 15. Down near the 14-yard line. That's going to be about a 40. Make that a 49-yard pass and catch from Daniel to Lacey. Obviously the longest play of the day for the Lumberjacks, and they have it first and 10 at the 14-yard line of Marshfield. Lacey caught that coming across the middle and then just turned on the jets and outran a couple of Marshfield defenders to pick up about 20 extra yards. Daniel inside handoff to Becker, and not much there again. Maybe a yard, maybe two. Call it second down and eight. They just have not been able to get that inside running game going against this Marshfield defense. Clock moving, 4:50 to play. Second down and eight for the Lumberjacks. Trying to get off the schneid and get some points on the board here. Reif goes wide right, Nass wide left. Becker and McGinnity in the eye behind Daniel. Play action. Now Daniel's going to keep it this time, and he's not going to get much. Maybe a yard down near the 11 or 12. And it'll be third down for the Lumberjacks. Third down and eight. East Tuttle's up. Daniel will bring him to the line. Third down and eight. Double tight end. Daniel inside handoff to Becker, and he falls forward. He's going to be short of the first down. Picked up a few inside the 10, maybe down to the 8. Call it a pickup of 3 on the carry for Becker, and it will be fourth down and about 4. They're going to go for it here. So let's see if they can convert, maybe get a first down. They can get a first down at about the 4-yard line. Daniel under center. Wants to throw. Throws it up into the end zone. They're going to have Lacey try to outjump the Marshfield man. It's picked off in the end zone. Good position by the Marshfield defender Mason Metz, who gets the interception. Second turnover of the game on the Lumberjacks. Second interception thrown by Kyle Daniel, and Marshfield will have it first and 10 on the 20-yard line. Underthrown ball by Daniel in the end zone. They were trying to let Lacey go up and get that one. Lacey is tall. He's about 6'4". But the defender had good position. The ball was underthrown, and it was an easy pick for Metz. So Marshfield has it. Tyson Slade back out there at quarterback, the backup quarterback in for Marshfield, out of the shotgun. And no fake the handoff. Slade will keep it, and he's dropped for a loss at about the 19. Getting in there on the stop for East was Reggie Brown. And also in there for the Lumberjacks, Desmond Cooper. Some reserves on the field now for East. Ball snapped. It's on the ground, and Slade will pick it up, and he's able to get out of the scrum. He's going to throw it. He's got a man, overshot him. That snap was on the ground, and somehow Slade was able to pick it up and roll out. He was able to get the throw away. He had a man, and it was well overthrown, and it's incomplete. Third down and about 10. That ball, I don't know if the center thought that the quarterback was under center that time. That ball never got more than a yard away from the center on that snap. And Slade was in the gun. Here's the snap. It's good. Slade wants to throw it. He's got a man. Incomplete diving attempt on the pass by Adrian Garcia, but could not make the play. Fourth down and 10, and Marshfield will punt it away. Clock stop now with 2:30 to play in this one. Well, the Lumberjacks gave up 9 points in the second half. Not bad after giving up 20 in the first half. Two of those points were a safety. And McManus standing back. Snap is low. He's able to gather it in, get the punt away. A high punt. Going to be caught. Fair catch called by Nass in Marshfield territory at about the 46-yard line. That's where East will take over with 2:23 to play. We'll have a quick wrap-up after the game and then get you out to the second half of the Everest Rapids game, which was postponed from yesterday. They had played the first half before they were called off the field by the Lightning, and They ended up calling it and finished it up earlier today. Chris Conley will have the call of that when we are done here. Daniel brings the Lumberjacks to the line. Drops back, wants to throw. He has time. Now he's going to pull it down and run with the football. Makes one man miss, another man falls down. And a good open field tackle, but Daniel gets it inside the 40. Nice tackle there by the Marshfield defender, Mason Tysver. Pickup of about 8 on the carry for Kyle Daniel. And it'll bring up a second down and a long 2. Ball inside the 40 at about the 38, inside the 38-yard line. Lacey goes wide right. Patrick Reif wide left. Offset eye behind Daniel this time. Pitch to McGinnity. Cuts it back and will pick up first down yardage. McGinnity gets it down inside the 35 to about the 33. Nice hard run by Gabe McGinnity right there. And he picks up first down yardage. Pickup of about 5 on the carry. And it's a first down for the Lumberjacks. Clock moving down to a minute 32 to play. Marshfield will head to Fond du Lac next week. The Lumberjacks will head to Kimberly. Daniel inside handoff, quick hitter. That went nowhere again. Becker is wrapped up and dropped almost immediately. Pickup of maybe a yard. 17th carry of the day for Brendan Becker, and he only has one carry over in double-digit yardage. That was a 12-yard carry earlier this half. The Marshfield defensive front has basically controlled that inside running game tonight or this afternoon. Second down and 9. They're going to hand it off to McGinnity again out of the eye, and he breaks a tackle and will get first down yardage. Gabe McGinnity breaking tackles down inside the 25. To the 23. That's another thing that games like this can show you, is give guys opportunities and maybe they can show you something. And Gabe McGinnity has about 21 yards on 3 carries here in the second half. First down and 10 for the Lumberjacks. 24 seconds remaining. This time they hand it off to McGinnity again. This time he's wrapped up and dropped after a short gain, maybe a yard on the carry. And a timeout called by Wausau East with 10 seconds to play. They want to take one shot at the end zone. Did they have a pass play call there? The coaches didn't look too happy what was going on there. So they call a timeout with 10 seconds to play here. Trying to get one more shot at the end zone and break the shutout here. East football brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, a proud supporter of local high school sports. Also by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Next week, we will be the second half of the doubleheader as Everest will have the live and matchup with Kimberly will be the second half of our high school football night doubleheader next Friday night. So Lumberjacks still huddle up with the coaching staff over on the far sideline. One play left to run here. Let's see what they decide to do. Daniel will bring him to the line. They've got Lacey and Reif both split wide right. Nass hasn't played, with the exception of a few plays and some punt returns, very much in this second half. Daniel back to throw. He's going to throw it to the end zone. Lacey into double coverage, and that's going to be incomplete. Should have been picked off. It was dropped in the end zone. 4 seconds left. They'll get one more play. Throwing into triple coverage in the end zone that time, and the Marshfield defender was right there and couldn't make the play. I think that was Jimmy Drager. Had that one in his hands and couldn't corral it. Third down and long, 4 seconds remaining. And the final play of the game coming up. Lumberjacks come to the line. Now Lacey's got to hurry up and get to the other side. He was lined up on the wrong side. Here's the snap. Daniel back to throw. Going to throw deep to the end zone again, trying to get Lacey to up. And the ball is knocked away incomplete, and that's how this one will come to an end. 29-0, your final. We'll be back to wrap it up soon here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Have you heard? TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. Yes, every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. In the first 3 months of this year, over 126,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. TrueCar users save an average of over $3,000 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for. Then, register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. The third step is simple. It's all simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. At TrueCar.com, you can see what others are paying, so you know if you're getting an amazing deal. TrueCar.com analyzes what people are paying for their cars in your market and shares it with consumers so they never have to overpay. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
This weekend during Guitar Center's Labor Day sale, save up to 50% off our everyday unbeatable price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like a Martin acoustic guitar for just $349, a Pioneer DJ controller for just $199, a Casio digital piano for only $299, or a Meinl Cajon for just $50, and three sets of Ernie Ball acoustic guitar strings just $10. Plus, get special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Monday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Listen up, everybody. This is Flo with a Progressive Insurance Alert. Don't even try to change that channel. I'm on all of them. So, you already know Snapshot rewards our customers for their good driving. Well, now anyone can test drive Snapshot for free, even if you have insurance with another company. See how much you could save before you switch your insurance. Also, I'm offering kazoo lessons on Saturdays.
Test drive Snapshot today. Visit progressive.com/snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states.
We are Fox
Sports. Tom King back here at Beale Stadium, where the Marshfield Tigers beat Wausau East this afternoon by a score of 29-0. Quickly recapping this one, the Lumberjack defense played better in the second half, but they dug themselves too big of a hole, giving up 20 points in the first half, and it was Derek Coffrin, the quarterback for Marshfield, that did the damage. He threw three touchdown passes in the first half, one more in the second half, four touchdown passes on the day for Coffrin. He hit Fassler with a 30-yard touchdown pass in the first quarter, also to Tanner Boson, a 25-yard scoring strike, and then hit his tight end, McManus, with a 9-yard scoring pass. The extra point on that one was missed, and it was 20-0 at halftime. The Marshfield defense created a safety in the third quarter as they tackled Kyle Daniel in the end zone, and that made it 22-0. And then the final touchdown play, a tipped ball, a pass that was knocked and batted up in the air at the goal line, and it was Keegan Fassler of Marshfield coming down with it in the end zone for the touchdown. That was with about 2 minutes left in the third quarter, and that's all the scoring here in the game. 175 total yards for the Lumberjacks, 108 in the first half, just 67 yards of offense in the second half. They had 84 yards of rushing and 91 yards of passing. Top receiver was Becker. He had five catches, but for limited yardage. Tim Nass caught three balls. Patrick Reif had a couple of catches. Sam Romanski caught one, and Isaac Stein caught one. Daniel was 10 of 17 in the first half. He finished 14 for 23 in the game and threw a couple of picks. Turnovers for East, Tyquan Hodges had an interception. Andy Cravens had an interception. East also recovered a fumble. I think it was Isaac Stein that recovered that. For Marshfield, they had 336 yards of total offense, led by Coffrin. Of course, his passing was the difference in this one. And they move on now with a record of 1-1. Lumberjacks also with a record of 1-1. Both head into conference play next week. And a tough matchup for the Lumberjacks as they take on the perennial powerhouse Kimberly Cardinals over in Kimberly. And it will be Marshfield moving on to take on Fond du Lac. Well, that's going to wrap things up here this afternoon from Beale Stadium. Thanks to Ken Clark, our engineer, for today's game. And we're going to get you down to Wisconsin Rapids shortly as Chris Connolly will have the second half of the DC Everest-Wisconsin Rapids game. They started it last night. They played a first half of football. The second half played earlier today, and we'll find out what happened with that. And then don't forget tonight, Brewer Baseball comes your way right here. The Brewers and the Giants pregame show at 7:30. This is Tom King wrapping things up from historic Beale Stadium in Marshfield. The Tigers, too much for the Lumberjacks here this afternoon. They win it by a score of 29-0. You've been listening to East Football, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Have you heard? True Card.